taken different buses and had to go through hell every day just to get home, and your house has collapsed and the government has left you sitting with your children in a tent on the street, and the police officers insulted you and beaten you just because you're on a minibus at night. And you spent the whole day going around the shops looking for work, and there isn't any. And you're a fine, sturdy young man with an education, and all you have in your pockets is a pound, or sometimes nothing at all. Then you know why we hate Egypt.
From the Etruvian building, and we have a question now for its author, Ala Alaswani, from May Shawki in Cairo, who emails this. In general, your novels are very pessimistic. There's neither hope nor a glimpse of light, and that's specifically reflected in the Kubian building. Do you believe that novels should only be reflecting pure reality without sending out a message of hope to the reader?
No, I think that it is not bad to have a dark novel as far as it is artistically beautiful. You see, sadness in art, it does not mean necessarily something negative. You see, you could express in art a very sad moment, but you must do that in a beautiful way. And sometimes it would provoke the reader to ask such a question. Accordingly, when you read a novel and you feel that there is no any space for hope, and then you would say, but this is not, our life is not as dark as that, and this is good, then you will get your to be optimistic yourself on your own. But what I do care about is to write a good novel. Being optimistic is not one of, in my opinion, of the functions or one of the roles of the novelist. And mainly, most of the good novels I read were not optimistic. And because it depends on what you think of optimistic. For example, at the end of Jacobian Building, the old man, Zaki, got married with a young lady. This is a very controversial ending, because all the female readers thought it was a bad ending, you see. And all the male readers thought that it was the best ending you could ever write, you see. So I'm not quite sure if this is not optimistic, you see.
Well, I don't know what that says about me, because I thought it was a great ending. And I just wondered whether there was anybody here in the audience who agreed with May that there's not a glimpse or hope of light in the novel. And did anyone disagree with that, think that there was some hope?
I'm Scotty from West London. It's beautifully written. The characters are, you really get a sense of who they are. And although there's a lot of corruption and greed and negative and darkness, I thought the ending was really hopeful and really beautiful. I reread it, you know, in preparation to come, and I was so moved by that ending.
So there you are, two women who rather approved of the old guy getting together with the young woman.